Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Rants and Raves Takeover. I'm Steph Beckett, and today I'm really excited. We're getting ready for InfoComm. It is coming up beginning on June 12th through 14th. Super excited for that. So we're talking about one of the sessions at InfoComm, and through that, we're going to be talking with Troy Peters from Seize Productions. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So first of all, do you want to tell me a little bit about Seize Productions? You guys provide AV and event production for corporate events and live concerts. So tell me a little bit about what that looks like in your day to day.
Yeah, so I'm our chief experience officer. So the role I have really is to work with our sales and marketing team to bring on clients. And like you said, you know, people that are in or events that are in the everything from concerts to corporate trade shows to association meetings, citywides, you know, anything that needs audiovisual at its finest form. We're based in California, but operate all the way across North America.
Very cool. So tell me a little bit about what you will be doing at InfoComm.
Well, I am going to be speaking at InfoComm. I'm very excited about it. I've probably been speaking at InfoComm for a little over 10 years. On a couple of different topics, sort of evolved. I give a really great talk on show calling and stage management, which I've given now for a few years, and that gets really good reviews. And InfoComm reached out and said, you know, or Avixa reached out and said, can you do something on project management? Obviously, you do these big, you know, million-dollar shows, citywide events, and so absolutely, let's put something together. So that was sort of the germination of where we got to today, and it's been really great for me to sort of pull this together and put what I do kind of, or what I've, you know, used to do kind of on paper and really kind of get to understand it. And I think that's helped my team as well as now hopefully going to help others in the industry.
Cool. What are some important things about managing big, expensive live events? Why is project managing those so important?
Oh man, you know, the live event only happens once. So if you mess it up, right, we've looked at, you know, we have some big examples that we use. We look at the Academy Awards when they read the wrong name, right? We look at the Super Bowl when power went down in New Orleans. We look at you know, Mariah Carey's experience at New Year's Eve, and we talk through like what are the things, what are the backups, what are the redundancies that we could have had in place, what are the things that maybe we should have done, but you know, maybe you plan for the worst and you hope for the best, right? So right. You kind of, that project management is really those, you know, I borrow from the PMP sort of steps of project management, where it's conception, planning, execution, and then monitoring it and then closing it out. So really a lot of it is that planning stage for sure.
Why is project management and AV different from project management and maybe any other industry?
It's, you know, we always hear the term the ghost in the machine. We hear about, you know, you don't know if technology is going to fail. I mean, the pandemic was a perfect example of that. We were still doing live events, but we were doing them remotely.
Virtually.
And we had, you know, speakers that were trying to use dial-up internet to try and present at a global conference that we were producing online. And it was like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
So when you're planning that and you've got to really sort of know what all those intricacies are, right? A projector, just to get, you know, somebody tripping over a cable, it becomes unplugged. So like, that, what do you do and how do you really plan for it? And it really comes down to, and I profess, it all comes down to communication and timing. You got to map everything out and you got to communicate it as well as possible.
Very cool. So who in terms of audience are you hoping to come to your session? Are you hoping that those were already people who are project managing in the industry or someone who's kind of wanting to do that but hasn't pivoted over to that yet?
That's a great question. I'm kind of stealing from what I've been doing for years with InfoComm in that, and some of the feedback I get is that it's the other talk I give is a very approachable talk, whether you've been in the industry for years and you're just trying to hone your skills. I use a lot of examples from very high level events where people can be like, oh, that's a new way to look at it. But I also keep it very open and keep going back to where if this is your first time doing it, here's how you get in, right? And then I think most people know me as being pretty available and open in the industry. So I think a lot of those people that might get in there new and they're kind of like, whoa, this is a little over my head. Troy, can I get your email? Let's talk more offline. That's sort of, we just want everybody to kind of elevate their level, no matter where they start at.
Okay. And my, one of my last questions is, what is one or two things that you want someone who attends this session to take away having learned?
Oh, my favorite thing sort of when I have these talks and sort of, you know, started giving back about 10 years ago and really trying to share what I've learned over the years, is I just love when people kind of, you know, come through the curtain or step through the looking glass, right? And they're like, oh, you see those aha moments in the audience? Yeah. They're just like, oh my God, I didn't realize that's the easier way to do what I've been trying to do forever. Or I didn't know that was an option. Or I didn't know that software existed to help me manage projects. Or I didn't know to lean on more of my junior project managers as a lead project manager and that sort of approach. So, yeah.
Not delegation coming up. Like, did you guys know you could delegate?
Gotta delegate. Yeah, even when you're working with the venue, right? Like knowing that it doesn't all have to land on your shoulders, right? Have their venues have all their different departments, whether it's the electricians, rigging, show management, even food and banquets, like having all of those communication nodes in place so that they can get what they need. And that just takes it off your plate. And you're able to troubleshoot the things when the troubles arise. So that's really the goal.
Well, your session is on June 11th, 8:30 to 10:30 for those watching or listening. It is in room W225. And my last question for you, Troy, is where can people register for your session?
I think they can register at avixa.com, right? Isn't that the...
Avixa.org, yeah.
Avixa.org. So I can, thank you.
I'll make sure to link it when I put the description on our website so that you guys can go and register. But yeah, that sounds... I'm really excited. That sounds really great. I might stop by.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm going to actually was very lucky. I have a client for one of our, you know, major events who's actually going to join at the end of the session as sort of a panel form. So we'll really be able to hear from the client side after I sort of share how we got to the level that we got to.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, to hear from like the success story. Yeah, that's really cool. Well, thank you so much, Troy. And finally, where can people find more information on Seas Productions?
Go to seaspro.com. We actually do a podcast every other week, which is a great way to sort of learn and sort of stay and know what's going on in the live events industry. And then follow us on all your regular social media channels.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And to those listening, thank you for catching another Steph Takeover episode of Rants and Raves. We will see you next time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steph. Rave, rave, rave. With Rants and